When Jamaican singer Desmond Dekker died last week at the age of 64, it was reported that he was the first Jamaican singer to have a song on the American charts. In fact, before Dekker, Millie Small had a hit with My Boy Lollipop in 1964, and Prince Buster had a small hit with Ten Commandments in 1967. But Dekker's real accomplishment was to bring three eras of Jamaican pop music to Britain and the United States. Rock historian Ed Ward has this profile.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Call me Israelite, sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
When Desmond Dekker broke into the American top 10 in mid-1969 with Israelites, he'd been a star in Jamaica for 6 years and in England for two. But the record stuck in Americans' minds because, for most, it was the first reggae they'd ever heard. The bubbling guitar of Hux Brown and the interplay between Jackie Jackson's bass and Paul Douglas's drums was irresistible, and indeed, some of the same musicians played on Paul Simon's Mother and Child reunion a few years later, a song produced by Dekker's producer, Leslie Kong. Kong owned Beverly's Ice Cream Parlor in Kingston, which also sold a few records. And when the 20-year-old welder Desmond Dekkers came in and sang him a song which had been rejected by Jamaica's top producers, Kong decided to go into the record business full-time. He rechristened Dekkers as Dekker and told him to come up with a hit. It took him 2 years, but he did.
Honey, your mother, your father, that your days may be long on the land. Children, obey your parents in the law. This is a law on the prophets. Honor your mother, your father, that your days may be long on the land. Children, obey your parents in the law. This is a law on the prophets. Love your parents as thou you love yourself.
Honor Your Mother and Father was a smash in Jamaica, and in it you can hear what Kong heard in Dekker's voice. With Beverly's Records and Dekker established, it was full steam ahead. Eventually, Kong decided that Dekker might do better with backing vocals, so some vocalists were rounded up. The Cherry Pies, as they called themselves, were exuberant, talented, and they very nearly outsang Dekker on King of Ska, his next big hit. Kong soon spun them off, rechristened them the Maytals, and recorded them on their own, while Dekker found a group called the Four Aces, and a match was made. In late 1966, Desmond Dekker and the Aces took advantage of a current pop culture trend and released the record that would bring them international acclaim.
O7,
also known as Shantytown, dispassionately described the chaos in Kingston's streets and became a huge hit, so much so that a British record company took a chance on it, and by the spring of 1967, it was settled in the British top 10. It hit not only because of its lyrics, but because it was one of the first records in a new Jamaican style, which was replacing ska, rock steady. Decker and the Aces toured England and sold out houses throughout the tour. Returning to Jamaica, they recorded a song called Unity for the annual Independence Festival, only to come in second. That wouldn't happen again. 1968 saw Israelites come out in Jamaica and slowly spread to England and eventually America. Decker released hit after hit, some of the greatest pop music ever to be made in Jamaica, easily finding his way into the new style called reggae. When festival time came around, he took a punchline from a detergent commercial and made one of his most exuberant records ever.
Use it like that, for your money's worth. Music like that, for your money's worth. Sing it to me, children. Rum ba ba do bam 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 ba do. Rum ba ba do bam bam.
Intensify.
Rum ba ba do bam 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 ba do. Rum ba ba do bam bam. Girls like sun, too much every man.
Yeah.
Girls like sun, too much every man.
Sing it to me.
Rum ba ba loo bam 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 ba loo, rum ba ba loo bam bam.
Oh,
girls can't hide from intensified guys. Music that stays on for extra days.
Girls like sun.
Decker followed up Israelites with a song called Itmek, whose patois was too thick for non-Jamaicans to follow, leading to the rumor that the title meant something extremely rude in Turkish, which it doesn't. It didn't do as well in Britain as his other records, but he was in such demand there that he was spending half of his time on tour. In 1970, he moved to London, and Leslie Kong sent him backing tracks to sing over. One of them, a song by Kong's other great success story, Jimmy Cliff, Decker didn't think was right for him, but Kong kept at him until he recorded it.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last.
What neither Kong nor Decker knew was that this song would thread its way through the hit film The Harder They Come, the album from which would sell like crazy around the world and bring in buckets of royalties. And then, one day in 1971, after coming home from his studio, Kong, only 38 years old, suddenly dropped dead from a heart attack. Unlike most reggae singers, Desmond Decker never flitted from one producer to another, and Leslie Kong was his lifeline to the charts. No other Jamaican producer would touch him, and he was stranded in England, whose reggae scene depended on imported talent. Decker's hits dried up. Although he continued to record, all too often he re-recorded his old material. He declared bankruptcy in 1984. But Desmond Decker never gave up, touring as often as he could, perhaps believing he could still get it if he really wanted. He was getting ready to headline a world music festival in Prague the day he died.
Ed Ward, remembering Jamaican singer Desmond Decker. He died last week. I'm Terry Gross.